Healing follows humility. This is the Worldwide Healing Ministry in Campo, California. Healing follows humility. So many times we are so contrite. We are so self-righteous. We are so into what we are into, which is ourselves, that we forget to see that by the very act of being into this, we are cutting ourselves off from balance, harmony, love, joy, all the good things that make life really worthwhile. Now, how can we get around that? How can we begin to experience the thing that we want, which is healing? If we want healing in relationships, healing in body, healing in mind, healing in abundance, all of these things demand one thing of us. They demand a humility of saying, I already have this. I am fulfilled. I am peace. I am whole and perfect. I am abundant. I am independently wealthy. You see, when you say these things, it takes a certain humility, because what you're saying is, you're saying something which is not an appearance at the moment. At the moment, it does not appear to be so. And you say, that's lying, that's being incorrect. Well, it's not, and we know that. But what we don't know is that we lack the humility to say, I am peace. When a king went to a foreign country and he asked the people in the foreign country, what seems to be the problem that we seem to be at war with each other a lot? It doesn't seem very beneficial for me, and I wouldn't think it's very beneficial for you. What have I done to offend you? That takes a great deal of humility to place the burden in your corner. What have I done to offend you? And the other king says, well, nothing really. It's just that I had the idea that it would be nice if we would have more land, a larger country, and so forth. And the king said, you know, if we had two countries that were harmonious with one another, we could enjoy trade between ourselves. We could enjoy sharing relationships with one another, of having our people be able to come back and forth between the countries without having to have special passports and special permission. And it would be a whole lot nicer world if we could live in it in harmony. And the other king said, well, you know, I've often thought that, but I thought you were not interested in that sort of an attitude. Well, I'm very much interested in it. Well, so am I. Well, let's work on it together. And you see, the humility of going in and saying, hey, what have I done to offend you? Do you have the humility to go into your body and say, hey, body, what have I done to offend you that you are having this sickness that I'm experiencing right now? What have I done to offend you? And our body will say, well, actually nothing. It's just that you've been putting the thought in motion that this body is not whole and perfect, and I was just sort of cooperating with that thought. Actually, if you put a thought in motion, this body is whole and perfect, I'll cooperate with that thought, and then you'll enjoy that. Well, what about you, Mr. Abundance? You've stayed away from my door for a long time now. Well, you told me you're poor, and I don't go places where you're poor. You told me you don't have it. I don't go places where people don't have what I am. I'm a money. I'm abundance. I'm all that is good and beautiful. Well, hey, man, that's cool. Then you mean all it takes is a little bit of my saying, I am independently wealthy. I have all the abundance that I need for all the joyous things I choose to spend it on. That's right. That's right. A little humility to go a long way saying, hey, I am ready to enjoy my abundance. What have I done wrong? And we don't want to say that we've done wrong, because we're afraid if we say we've done wrong, then we're going to be in trouble. But let's just speak to our inner self and say to our inner self, hey, inner self, I'd like to experience more joy in my life. What have I done wrong that I'm not experiencing it? What can I do right? And the inner self will say, wow, you really want to know? Well, put a smile on your face and walk around the world with expectation of joy and peace and harmony and happiness, and you'll have it. You'll have it. Hey, this is almost too easy. Well, it's really not too easy. It's a matter of putting the cause in motion for whatever it is we wish to experience. Not what we don't want to experience, but what we wish to experience. And have the humility to listen when the divine in us says, hey, put a smile on your face, but I don't feel like, put a smile on your face, and you watch, you'll feel like it shortly. put a happiness in your heart, and but I don't feel happy in my heart. Well, you put happiness in your heart, and all of a sudden, this happiness will create more happiness all about you. You watch and see how it works. That's the principle. It works wonderfully. How about that? This is the Worldwide Healing Ministry in Capel, California. If you'd like to talk to a practitioner today, call 1-888-463-8654. 1-888-463-8654. A practitioner will greet you on the phone, and you say to them, "Practitioner, I would like to enjoy more wealth in my world, more health in my world, more harmony in my world," whatever your choice is. And the practitioner will say, "I see it done for you now." And then you see it done for you now, and lo and behold, it is done for you now. Enjoy and know that this is who you really are, and you're wonderful, and I love you, I love you, I love you.